Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown hits a pop-up into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss hits a line drive towards right. Munoz catches it and throws to first to double up Steinbach. Two outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Mack steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Harper and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. Maguire hits a ball on the ground for a single. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Laos moves to second. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Laos moves to third. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Laos scores. Mack moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship strikes out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Brown reaches second base with a double. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brown scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maguire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maguire takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a line drive towards third. Leoz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Harper and he is out, Leoz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. JT Brewitt pinch hits for Scott Leoz. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewitt hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernardo Brito pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brito strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Chuck Knobloch. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Wayne now pitching. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Terry Jorgensen now playing shortstop. Mike Pagliarulo now playing third base. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mack hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.